The Albany Common Council voted Monday night to oppose the Pilgrim Pipeline project. The resolution, which passed 9-0, characterizes the planned 178-mile pipeline as a great environmental risk and public health danger, but is mostly a symbolic gesture carrying no legal weight. 11th Ward Councilmember Judd Crasher was one of six lawmakers who voted present.
The resolution started out as a cookie-cutter resolution with a lot of glaring factual errors, and it was pretty obvious that it was taken from some other municipality and just thrown onto our agenda. For example, it initially said that Albany relies on groundwater. That's just incorrect. And a lot of us wanted to have a document that was far more credible than what was presented. And there was this, I think, manufactured sense of urgency to get this done at that council meeting when many of us in the council, including myself, wanted time to become more knowledgeable about pipelines, the impact it would have on Albany as it relates to things like oil trains, and make a document, a resolution that makes more sense.
Pilgrim Pipeline would connect Albany with Linden, New Jersey, and serve as an alternative to transporting oil on the Hudson River. But activists say it would mean more oil trains heading to Albany. 25 other local governments have passed legislation formally opposing the line. The legal move followed a weekend protest at the Port of Albany that ended with five people arrested and charged in connection with blocking an oil train. During a public comment period at Monday's meeting, citizens complained about impacts on health, including possible effects on air and water quality, and the potential devastation of downtown. Second Ward Councilmember Vivian Cornegay.
It would wipe out our downtown. The governor's mansion is within what they call the blast zone, and that goes all the way up to Eagle Street near the museum. So you know how large of an area that is and how many people would be impacted.
The State Department of Environmental Conservation is one of the agencies reviewing Pilgrim's application, which is also being scrutinized by the Thruway Authority and by New Jersey. Again, Judd Crasher.
Why can't we put together a resolution urging DEC and all parties that are engaged in the environmental review to consider special factors as it relates to Albany?
A suggestion was made at the meeting that residents of the Ezra Prentice Homes, the housing project situated right next to the railroad tracks, be moved out.
And I say to that, when we built the Empire State Plaza, we displaced families from that area, families that are still actually recovering from their displacement. People in Ezra Prentice don't want to be displaced. And if we did move them, where would we move them to? And we are breaking up yet another community.
Plans to run two other pipelines through the area are in limbo. Last month, DEC turned down a permit request for the Constitution Pipeline, while Kinder Morgan canceled plans to build the Northeast Energy Direct Pipeline. Dave Lucas, WAMC News.